Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
I really don't know why we're like this. Why we can't just... Why we can't just not do ridiculous things when we are in the car driving, right? You drive a lot. You commute a lot. I spent about 2.5 hours in the car last week taking Barrett to a lacrosse game.
Lax dad things.
Yeah. I was taking him to watch the varsity team, you know, get him, see you know, the difference between 8th grade lacrosse and varsity lacrosse.
Sure, there's levels to this game.
Yeah, and there was a guy in the car next to me. And eating soup, like out of a big container soup. And I'm just like, what are we doing with our lives? What are we doing?
That's just a wild move. You have to stop short. You're wearing hot soup.
And then somebody just called a minute ago and said a guy was playing guitar. And I was like, okay, the soup is not that bad.
I mean, there's a certain level of talent to that you have to respect.
Yeah. Yeah, he was apparently a lefty because otherwise that guitar neck is sticking out the window. Anyway, Sharon is from Milford, 617-655-1234. What'd you see a woman doing?
I saw a woman painting her nails.
Yeah, what? How do you...
I feel like we've all seen women painting their nails on the road. You guys do your makeup while driving a fair amount.
Yeah, makeup was one thing.
Yeah, that's different, though. But this woman, you know that part where Route 9 and Natick goes into with a McDonald's, there's always accidents there?
Yep, it's because so women are painting their nails.
And she just has one hand on the dashboard and the other one painting away. Sharon with her elbow.
Women are the worst, aren't they, Sharon?
Nope.
Thank you.
You're lucky Kennedy's not here.
Anne Marie is from Groveland. Good morning, Anne Marie.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
So I was driving to New Hampshire, and I saw this woman, like she's jerking in and out of her lane. And when I went to go past her, she was painting her nails.
Probably the same woman.
It's bad enough as it is,
right.
But she had three kids, and they were jumping from the second to third seat while she was doing this. So when I got to the toll booth, I went through the pay line, and I told them so they could call the police because her kids were jumping in and out of their seats, and she's all over the road.
I get so mad when I see that. When I see kids jumping around, I actually saw this yesterday, and I just looked at this woman. There were two kids in the back seat, probably 6 and 7 years old, and they were just jumping around and everything. Now, we were in like bumper-to-bumper traffic in the city, but I was judging her. I was judging her.
Oh, yeah, you gave her a mean glare.
I did. Why are your kids not restrained? I was judging her.
I'm sure she's still thinking about it today.
I know. She could tell the way I just looked at her, you know? You ever do that, Dan? Look at someone. Just like, you're the worst.
I've used some hand signals to people in the car before.
Rachel's from Wakefield. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What did you see somebody do while they were driving?
Well, I had two things, but now I have three because the woman behind me was just like, looked like she was popping zits with her visor down.
We got to look good for work.
Yeah. Not kidding. Full on, yeah. But my two favorites, I've seen people doing all kinds of things, all the things. One, I saw a guy reading a paperback book while he was driving.
Yeah,
he had it in front of him on the steering wheel,
right,
reading it. And then the other one was I saw a woman had her phone on the dash, and she was FaceTiming someone, and it looked like they were having a screaming match. Maybe it wasn't a match because it looked like she might have been doing all the screaming. Her arms were flailing and she was like pointing at the phone like, you blah blah blah. It was I was like, wow, okay, Jerry Springer in a car.
You are not the mother.
That's Maury.
Oh, sorry. My mistake.
And it's you're not the father.
You ever seen somebody with an iPad watching a movie?
Oh, yeah.
I've seen that, too. Let's see. Kathy's from Plymouth. What did you see?
Good morning. I saw a kid smoking a weed pipe, like lighting it where you need both hands.
Yeah,
so he had to have been driving with his steering with his knees, but it was a windy back road.
Yeah, well, so, Kathy, I don't think you understand. Driving is stressful.
I commute 70 miles a day. I get that.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's still operating under the influence, whether or not it's legal.
I mean, sometimes you just have to blaze one, Kathy.
Yeah, but I can't drink a beer on the way to work.
You can if you're cool. No, I'm kidding. Don't get
jokes. Jokes.
Don't call Sal.
Nature's
We're kidding. Where's Kennedy to save us? All right. Thank you. One more, real quick. Let's see. Is this Ashley from Bridgewater?
This is.
All right. What did you see somebody eating?
Somebody eating a noodle bowl and what I would assume like lo mein or something like that.
Oh, that's.
I just don't understand how.
That's talent to be able to eat lo mein.
Yeah.
Did they have their chopsticks?
Oh, yeah. No, it was a fork.
I can't use chopsticks seated at a table, let alone driving.
No, seriously. Well, driving, that'd be ridiculous.
I have to, at the Chinese restaurant, I have to be like, can I have a fork, please? I'm super white.
I want to see the guy playing the guitar, though.
Mm-hmm. Another guy called in, but he got hung up on before the break started. But he said he's a truck driver, so he's in a tractor trailer like 12 hours a day.
He's got to see some things.
And last week, he saw a woman driving with her knees because she was having an argument on FaceTime.
Yeah.
But she was speaking sign language.
Oh.
So she had no hands on the wheel because she was arguing in sign language
driving. Now, I'll allow that.
The level of talent.
Right. Yeah.
Tell somebody where to go with your hands while you're on the highway.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.